This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 371. I'm one of your hosts, N64 Josh. Crawler, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Cheesy, what up?
What is going on, Cheese Curds? Just watched a terrific Avs game. So, yeah, that was exciting. While they were doing that, I was sitting on my butt. And I probably will do even better on Friday night. And, we'll be more comfy out there.
I love it. Love it. Fantastic. That's great. So, before we jump into this thing, guys, Smash Bros. Tournament this weekend, n64josh.com/smash to go sign up. And remember, it's $100 for first prize. Tell all your friends. If you got anybody that's into Smash, let them know that we're gonna be playing this weekend. It's gonna be fun. That starts at 4 p.m. Pacific. So come hang out for that. Of course, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Lots of cool stuff happening there as well. I am streaming on TikTok most days. I've been a little under the weather these past few days. And so haven't really been doing that the last 2 days. But once I'm back to feeling 100%.
Yeah, you don't want to fall asleep playing Most Wanted.
Wanted. Right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But we've also launched the Patreon, patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast. And there you're going to find some not so family friendly content from us. You will laugh. I promise. You will laugh. That will happen. So patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast. You'll also get, we have a couple tiers. Tier number one, you get the main show ad free, no ads whatsoever. Tier two, you get the main show ad free and the NPC Wired, I believe is the name we went with, thanks to Cheesy. And that's us after dark, if you will. And I think I have an idea for the third tier. I just haven't implemented it yet. So those are available. And yeah, you can go check it out. The thing is I'm making the push to do this full time, like basically doing freelance work and content creation. So if you want to help support that, please, by all means, go over and show us some love on Patreon. We'd appreciate
it. Build the empire.
Exactly. Build the empire. But before we go any further, Crawler, any socials you want to plug, go ahead and do it now.
Yeah. Follow on Twitter and what's that new one called? Oh, yeah. TikTok. My brain's working. COVID,
Where are all the kids at these days?
Where all the kids are at, you know? Yeah. Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E. Yeah, definitely come at least follow me on TikTok so I can get up to that 1,000 followers so I can start going live there, because that's better discoverability than Twitch.
There you go.
Twitch is working on it. I did see a tweet today that said they're working on preview on Twitch that's going to be better, but discoverability is still lacking there.
Yeah, still meh. Yeah. Cheesy, how about you? Plug away.
Yeah, you can find me on TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, CheezyC64, CheezyC64.
Okay, and just so you guys know, I think there's a delay where Cheesy hears me a little bit later. So only reason that you're hearing some space, I think. Although you just heard me right on time right there.
And you might just be messing with us. Who knows? He's
yeah,
learning.
You never know. He was messing with it. Yeah, he's been taking some troll lessons from me, I think. So we'll just have to wait and see for sure. But jumping into this thing, it's been an exciting week for Nintendo stuff. We've got Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes. That's out.
Reviewing very well.
Very well. Like a lot of nines. Was there even some tens? Like the
there's always some tens usually thrown in there, but
a lot of nines nonetheless. A lot of 9 out of 10, a lot of 8 out of 10. I'll throw some footage up. We're also going to be talking the Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Direct, which I will be honest with you guys, I have not watched yet, but I don't need to because I cannot wait to play this game. I will be watching it and doing a live reaction to it though, because I mean, you know, it's still content. Xenoblade. I just didn't have time to get to it today, but I'm 100% all in on this. I did make the mistake. If you guys were on my TikTok at all, you saw that I made the mistake of clicking that Pyra was trending, and don't recommend scrolling that on Twitter. That was not safe for work. So keep that in mind. I was like, oh wow, that's not from the game. So Cheesy's back. How's the delay now?
I don't know. How is it?
It might be a little late. Let's just roll with it. We won't worry about it. We know it's there, so we'll be fine. There'll be a little bit of dead air, and it'll be all good. Lastly, we'll be talking Fall Guys on the Switch, which is having a little bit of a rough start. Which I mean, hey, that's
you sometimes know, stuff looking like mud on Switch. What's new?
Yeah, what's new indeed. So, talk some Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes. Have either of you guys had a chance to jump into this demo at all?
I dabbled in it a little bit last week. I played through whatever would be, I think, that very first level where they kill you to bring you back. So, you know, yeah, just a little bit.
Okay. Any initial impressions right off the bat?
There wasn't a whole lot of switching to different stuff. It was very Heroes type game. I mean, where you're going into what is a point of interest that you fight a bunch of people and then you get a mini boss or whatever and then you play through. It was interesting that the cutscene, like if I remember correctly, the cutscenes make out the players from Three Houses as the villains, which is interesting a little bit. And Byleth is this evil person that you're fighting, kind of. I don't know if there's you've probably played more now, so I don't know if there's a twist on that as you get further, but it was interesting to see you're kind of on the other side of the battle. I know that they all fight each other within Three Houses, but this seemed to be you were on the receiving end of Byleth's wrath.
Yeah, I so far I kind of enjoyed it. I mean, I was having a good time with it. Cheesy, did you get a chance to get into this one at all?
I've not. Can you hear me or am I still delayed?
No, you're on delay, but you're good. We can hear you.
Oh, cool. No, I haven't, but I guess for you guys that have played it, it's getting great reviews. Did you guys get that sense or like get that feeling of from playing the demo?
I think they've gotten just better and better at making these types of games have meaningful story content built into them. I mean, that's what kept me playing Age of Calamity a little bit. I don't think I finished mm-hmm. it, but it had the cutscenes that were built into it. It takes the monotony of the kind of boring Warriors type grind out of it and adds a twist on it that makes the story meaningful. And I think Josh is right on board with that.
Yeah, the story drives this for sure. The gameplay is very like it's relatively relaxing, honestly. I mean, it can get a little bit intense. You might have to do a few levels a few different times. And you've also got to worry about losing characters forever. It's Fire Emblem.
You can turn off permadeath though.
For sure. But I mean, if you want the Fire Emblem experience. Yeah. Yeah. Then I would say, when I went through and chose my settings, I believe I left it.
I think you can change that throughout too. I think you can turn it on and off. Maybe. I'm not sure.
And there's a chance. The thing for me that I was noticing with this game right off the bat, it's super stylish. Like it just screams like style. I was immediately interested in the choices between the main characters. They both looked great. And then you finish this first section, you do fight Byleth. I was playing chicken for a little while, because I'm like, I don't want to die, and I cannot, like, I kept like going in, hitting a little bit, and then rolling out, going in, you know. And I love Byleth's female Byleth. I think she's by far the way to go, personally. But then just the characters, I mean, even though I haven't completed three houses, the time I've spent with that, like, I enjoy the characters so much and enjoy the just the story. And so knowing, I mean, even playing the first Fire Emblem Warriors game it wasn't that bad. I mean, I didn't spend a ton of time with it, but the little bit of time I did spend it, and I did some co-op with it. It was fun. So I'm looking forward to picking this one up and maybe even like kind of just going hard on it and try to get it
you,
wrapped up.
You beat Age of Calamity and you streamed it a decent amount. So this could be something that you're able to make content out of.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. It very well may be the case. And I might start doing that too. Like where like I pick a day of the week where I just keep working story games, you know, like I would love to complete Luigi's Mansion, even Donkey Kong Country, you know, they're so
Tropical Freeze makes for good content if you're playing it right. I mean,
if you're an athlete, you know, the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Because it gets tough, right?
It gets way tough. Yeah, I beat that. I think I was on stream when I beat it way back when. So I have a clip out there somewhere. But I wonder if this is going to have aspects. I think that something that broke up the monotony of Age of Calamity was the Divine Beast levels, where you were flying or going through with the different Divine Beasts, and you had just the scope was magnified because you were brought out that much further to be in a Divine Beast, and you were taking out hundreds of thousands of people versus just the hundreds. And it was a little more epic in that way. And it was also just a different break in the gameplay. So I wonder if there's going to be any kind of elements of that. I mean, there's characters that have flying Pegasuses and other stuff in Fire Emblem game. So maybe they find a way to implement something like that where you're out and about and doing something different off the ground or something like that.
Well, even during the
I liked those. I like those missions in Age of Calamity crawler that you were talking about with the Divine mm-hmm. Beasts. I thought that that was really fun, but for me, it kind of slows down the game a bit just because of how fast a Musou game is. And then you have this Divine Beast that hasn't operated in years, and it's like, all right, I'm kind of over this, you know. Let's go slash our swords again. And, you know, so, I mean, I agree. Like, it's cool that they add those moments, but they got to keep the flow of the game still.
Mm-hmm.
The opening cutscene, you see dragons. And so I'm assuming those are being summoned by somebody, which I would think would give us then the opportunity to play as those dragons. Now, I'm in the same boat as you, Crawler. I got through this first section and watched a bunch of the cutscene after it, but that was pretty much it. So, but even this, again, so you can pick the demo up, you guys, in the eShop right now. Progress does carry over, if I remember correctly.
Yep, it does.
And the game's out this week, so...
And then what, later this next week is Monster Hunter, right? Aren't we? We're getting a decent amount just here at the end of the month.
There's going to be a lot to play. And, yep, and
on the 30th.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. There you go. There's quite a bit to play there. So we'll leave the B-roll running in the background. Let's talk a little bit about Xenoblade Chronicles 3. I know, Crawler, you've been watching some of that direct. What are your initial impressions?
It looks gorgeous. And I mean, I don't think I had any doubt that it wasn't going to look great. I mean, Monolith Soft has done a phenomenal job with the world they built in 2. Doing the remaster of 1. I think a lot of people want everyone to see and experience X because it has that kind of same grandiose level on Wii U. I don't know if we'll ever get that on Switch, but the scale that we've gotten is pretty epic, and the showcase in the direct has these different subclasses that you can kind of get for all your characters. It comes with a costume change and everything like that, so you get to play dress up a little bit. There's some pairings that you can do with your party that adds to a different kind of form that you can take. So I think just the scale and the amount of stuff you're going to get to do in this game is going to be pretty epic. And it seems like the speed and the pacing that they had in Xenoblade 2 and the break to topple to launch to smash kind of mechanic is still there as well. And then there's arts that you can chain together. There's going to be lots of reading for you to do, Josh, so you don't just attack a wall and not make any progress. But I think it's going to be pretty sizable, and I dare not say epic again because I feel like I've already said that a bunch, but it just seems like the scale of this is going to be so massive and fulfilling to get to play through, and you have so many characters, like what is it, 7 characters in your party, and you get to on the fly switch to any of them, and it seems grandiose and really cool.
From chat here, Krippa says it's Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is looking more complicated than 2. I imagine there's going to be a lot of tutorials in this. So
yes, Josh, you're not playing this game.
Wow. hurtful. Yes. Cheesy, did you spend time watching the direct?
Dude, I don't even know what video games are this week. I've been so busy and
busy living life. I've getting married.
Yep. It's a mare. And no, I got to use some guests to Metroid Dread because I'm in. Everyone should know Metroid Dread. But other than that, like I'm pretty far behind on Zen, and I didn't watch the direct. So I'm learning about tonight.
Have you played any of the Xenoblades before?
I've not. I am same with like Fire Emblem. Both of those games, like lore wise, I think that I would really like them. But at this point, it's not like I'm going to pick up Xenoblade 3 with a second or the first one.
So I think Josh has a comment on that. You were alluding before the show. Would you suggest somebody play 1 before 2, Josh?
I would. Now, from my understanding, for the most part, the stories are not all that connected.
I think there's slight connections at the end of Xenoblade 2, I think, to 1.
Yeah, so if this is something that piques your interest, I would say jump into 3. I played 2 first, and I have had a very hard time playing through 1. And most people will tell you that they like 1 better than 2, but I think they played 1 first and didn't have to try to go back to it. I like the combat in 1 does not seem very intuitive. I don't really... I feel like it's a little bit more grindy, and I don't feel that I'm connecting to the characters quite as well as I did with 2.
I'm on the same boat as you.
Yeah, 2 just pulled me in. Like it. This is not a Josh game. This is not a Josh game at all. And I'm all in. I can't wait for 3. And yeah, there may be some very long Xenoblade streams because I'm really, really looking forward to jumping back into this one. So looks like we got some footage playing. And it's speaking of just like the style and everything, like, you know, very, very anime looking, but like the characters just seem very interesting. And then from what I was seeing on Twitter and stuff, like there's a chance that Pyra could be in this game. And I know Nintendo tweeted about Amiibo. And if you have the Shulk Amiibo,
you can get the Mondo.
Yeah. And so it makes me wonder once the Aegis Amiibo comes out, what we're going to see there as well. You know,
this clip at the beginning has me like it looks like Star Wars when they're all sword fighting because there's just like blades that are lit up different colors that they're fighting. But I mean, just the story that is baked in, like they were talking that these people are pretty much alive just for battling and they have a 10-year life cycle and that's it. So I'm interested to see how maybe these people that run away from their 2 continents or whatever have maybe a way to extend their life. I don't know, but they talked about a decent amount of story kind of in this direct.
And as you were watching this while I was getting stuff ready, and you just kept saying, this game looks gorgeous. This game looks gorgeous. Like this game looks gorgeous. Like it was over and over again. So I'm very excited. I can't wait. And hopefully we can get the special edition. Cause what a joke, right? That's been kind of a mess, unfortunately. Yeah, so
that website broke 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, or whatever it was.
And then I keep seeing trolls on Twitter that are like, oh, it sold out yesterday. And then everybody's like, source, and I'm just cracking up.
Well, and Wario64 even made fun of it this morning. I saw the tweet as because I didn't have a chance to watch it first thing this morning, but as I was walking into work, the last tweet in his chain of the direct was no update on the special edition purchase.
Yeah. Yeah. So Cheesy, after seeing some of this footage here and after hearing us talk about it, is it a game you could see yourself pulling the trigger on?
Oh man. I mean, like it looks gorgeous. Right now, no, I don't think that I could, you know, this game and I'm not so one that likes to put games aside. Like if the game, I'm going to finish it. And right now I just don't see myself doing that. However, down the road, whatever our next console is, and if, you know, the as they were on Switch, not that's going to happen. I'm just saying it's a possibility that maybe I'll, you know, time to go back and play some of the Switch games I missed out on.
Understandable, for sure. Well, moving right along into Fall Guys, I know we got it downloaded. I know we've played a little bit of it, but man, I was seeing a lot of tweets showcasing the Twitch version, and in some cases, it was a little rough. Crawler, what was your experience like with Fall Guys?
I played the bulk of it last night on Xbox. I think the Epic connection, Epic friends list or whatever, was maybe struggling last night as well. I know Johnny had played earlier in the evening, and on my friends list for him, it showed him as online and playing, but I couldn't like open it up and invite him. But then later on, finding out that he wasn't online, but it was showing him online, still playing Fall Guys on Switch. Like, there was problems there, I think. Otherwise, I think it seemed to be running smooth enough on Xbox. Adding two new platforms to an already existing three platforms, because it's on Epic Game Store, Steam, and PlayStation already. They added Xbox and Switch on the same day, so I mean it influx of a bunch of new people. I will say that my Epic account moved seamless over to both Xbox and Switch. I think I did notice a slight discrepancy on, like, if I had just played on Xbox and went over to Switch, like some of the challenges and other stuff that I had maybe completed didn't quite transfer over, but I think over time it would sync itself up after playing like a show or something like that. But otherwise, I mean, it seemed like it ran okay. It just looks rough. So when it looks rough, it can sometimes translate into not feeling great. Like, even though I think it is running okay. It could be better, but I mean, not everything can look like Xenoblade on Switch.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt there. Cheesy, did you have a chance to go hands-on with Fall Guys?
Not on, when it came out on Steam, 2 years ago at this point? I love that game.
Yeah.
I spent like three hours. I would stay up until like 2 or 3 in the morning to do it. So it's kind of a bummer to hear that it doesn't run well on Switch. Maybe that's something that they can fix, because I know a lot of people were actually looking forward to playing this game on the go, which is not something that, you know, the other platforms can do. Hopefully, like Nintendo exclusives, you know, did a whole bunch. It would be nice. I don't know if that's going to happen, but this game's great. If you're just looking for like a fun game, and that definitive, right? It's just, I've had a good time with it.
So yeah, this is Nintendo footage from his YouTube video. The title of it is "Fall Guys is Rough on Nintendo Switch" is the name of his YouTube video. So I mean, this is Switch footage, but I mean, it doesn't look as bad as what I had seen last night a little bit. But
well, what did you see? Because yeah, to me that looks.
Scrubbing ahead a little bit, some more gameplay.
I mean, it's very pixelated and muddy. I mean, kind of think Doom 2016. You have 60 people connecting online. I mean, it's not running on necessarily the Nintendo infrastructure. It's Epic servers. So, I mean, think, but Epic hasn't also had the greatest of showings when it comes to trying to land back in the day at Tilted Towers or whatever in Fortnite, sometimes you were just landing on geometry. Like it was just shapes, or it wouldn't even, it was just a pixelated mess of gook that you didn't really have anything to stand on. You would just float on this geometry. And so it got fixed by installing Fortnite directly onto your local hard drive. It seemed to make it a little bit better. I don't know if that's maybe necessarily something that we could do with Fall Guys. I view it as it's an extra kind of way to play if I'm out and about, but I don't even know if with the way they've done Fortnite, like you're able to play on the cloud now on Xbox. So if I don't know if that's an option for out and about, like that might be a preferable, better way to play than on Switch, even though it's there and it's native on the Switch. If it looks bad and it doesn't play great, then the better way might be to play through the cloud, or I don't know. I mean, it's a game that needs an online connection. So if you're out and about on Switch, that means you're maybe on Wi-Fi that might not be the greatest. So your phone connection might be better. And so cloud might be the way to go. I haven't done enough research to know if that's viable, but the history with Xbox and Epic makes me think that it might be a thing.
Nate from the chat saying the Switch version didn't look too bad to him. And he said it was definitely a better showing, definitely way more playable than Apex Legends. So
true.
That's something to keep in mind as well. And I mean, again, this is one of those games that, like, even if it looks bad, I'm glad it's here. Right. I mean, mm-hmm. Thinking about Rocket League has that dynamic, the dynamic resolution to where like you can keep your frames, but it might start to look fairly bad. Unfortunately,
I went to Xbox's site. It does say console right now. So, but that doesn't mean it won't necessarily come to cloud in the future.
For sure. Yeah. And even though it's only on console, you can remote play depending on how good your connection is.
True.
So that's an option as well. So, well, you guys, because I'm kind of feeling under the weather, we're going to do a relatively short show tonight. So we're going to wrap things right there. But if, by all means, you got any questions about these games, you got any comments, let us know down below if you're watching this on YouTube. And of course, check out the new Patreon, like we mentioned, patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast. There's going to be some non-family friendly videos there as well as the audio. So we appreciate you guys so much for listening, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye, everybody.